KSRN News. I'm John Scott. U.S. drug prices are considered the highest, and President Trump has a plan that will tie the price of medications covered by Medicare and administered in a doctor's office to the lowest price paid by other countries, significantly lowering drug costs. Mr. Trump summarizes the new plan.
My administration will secure what we're calling most favored nations drug pricing. The principle is simple. Whatever the lowest price paid for a drug in other developed countries, that is the price that Americans will pay. And we're using the term other developed countries because there are some countries that need some additional help, and that's fine. I think that's very good.
If there's no deal, the president says he will establish new pricing guidelines. Eden Alexander was 19 when Hamas terrorists stormed the Israeli military base where the American Israeli from New Jersey was a soldier and dragged him into the Gaza Strip. Hamas released Alexander today. Alexander had been the last living American hostage in Gaza, and his release came ahead of President Donald Trump's visit to the region. That's coming up this week. President Trump is chairing the agreement between the U.S. and China to suspend reciprocal tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clingston.
Following weekend trade talks between the two countries, the president said China will open up its market to American businesses and suspend trade barriers.
I think it's going to be fantastic for China. I think it's going to be fantastic for us. And I think it's going to be great for unification and peace.
He said the reduced tariff rates don't include tariffs on autos, steel, and aluminum. The president also said he'll likely speak soon with China's leader, Xi Jinping. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks are sharply higher. The Dow was up more than 2.5%. The NASDAQ composite ahead more than 4%. This is SRN News. The countdown has begun to the European Congress on Evangelism.
The first one took place in 1966. The last one was in 2000. Representatives from 56 European countries and territories are due in Berlin on May 27th to discuss how better to spread the gospel in the fast-changing 21st century. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is the host, and Franklin Graham will be front and center. The theme of this Congress is Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Jewish owner of a jewelry store in Tunisia has been hospitalized after an axe attack on the island, where Africa's oldest synagogue is located. That 50-year-old man was admitted to a hospital in Djerba, where many of Tunisia's remaining 1,500 Jews reside. That attack comes days before Jewish pilgrims are expected in Djerba for a Jewish holiday. This is SRN News. There's another listeria outbreak.
Federal officials say at least 10 people in the U.S. have been sickened in a listeria outbreak linked to ready-to-eat food products, and a producer is voluntarily recalling several items. The FDA says it's investigating the outbreak linked to foods produced by Fresh and Ready Foods of San Fernando, California. The FDA says the 10 people sickened were in California and Nevada. Six of them had to be hospitalized. The agency says the recalled products were sold in Arizona, California, Nevada, and Washington at retail locations, including at hospitals, hotels, convenience stores, airports, and by airlines. I'm Julie Walker.
The PGA Championship this week in Charlotte, North Carolina. Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler among the prestigious field. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.